Hello, Marianne. Hello, Carmen. Sorry.
Hello, Elias.
Hello.
Hello. As you know, I have two children, and last week I was talking about social media, internet, mass media, because we are our group of parents. We are worried about these items. So I'm worried about the children have easy access to the information on internet.
Yes, it's true.
Yes.
Me too. We are very concerned about the behavior of our children in front of the gadget of the internet on the several devices, because they tend to stay at home, or not at home, but at their rooms, only messaging or speaking by Skype or something like that, instead of playing at the street.
I think it's a positive point, because we have easy access to information, maybe children to do their homework, and also to the news, because many people post news in the moment, and we can find it and know about them instantly. And there's true that there are also other ways of find information, like books or traditional media, but it could be a little bit difficult to find information in this kind of media.
Yes, I think it depends too on the age of the children, because if they are too young, they use just the internet to play, or they are not aware of the dangers they could find, cyberbullying or sexting or pornography.
I think that nowadays at home, when the children want to do homework, the internet is the only nowadays the only way to access to the information. When I was younger, we can check books or
but
I think the children now don't go to the library to consult books or reviews or something like that. Internet is the only way, and my worry is that how to choose the safe websites to get this kind of information.
In my opinion, we should be next to the children, or even almost every time at near of them, but too, it's necessary to educate them or open them another source of information than not only internet. And it's very important our own behavior, because if they see us every time using the mobile phone, using the laptop instead of listening to the radio or look up a book, they are going to imitate us.
Yeah, I think it's all about how you educate the children and how you give them the sources to find information. And I think is you have to check your children and monitoring them, how they use the internet, because they have curiosity of everything, and they can get into many sites that are dangerous for them. Like as you said, cyberbullying, and many people can hide by a fake name, saying offensive things to them, and that can produce suicide.
Yes, it's very important to teach them that if in their real life they don't speak with a stranger at the street, as well on the internet they shouldn't send messages or text with people, with strange people.
Yes, I agree with both of you, but I need a real solution.
Action,
real solutions, because I have the problem right now at home. So do you think that have only one computer at home to share?
Yes, I
think
it's a good
idea.
Could
be
a good thing, because my worry is the children are only at home or only in her or his room, can enter to internet by mobiles or something like that, and I think is you can lost the control of them.
Yeah,
so,
I agree. I think the key is to check what your children do and what they enter to in the internet.
Yes, maybe to limit the use of the internet, mm-hmm. and ask them if it's necessary to look for the information, or to look up the information on internet. Maybe they are not conscious that they can achieve information from other sources.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. See you.
Bye bye. See you later.